actually. The last time I did an episode was I was in another country. So I think that now I've moved, I really just wanted to settle into my new life. And I think I have pretty well. And I'm ready to record a new episode as the new me. So I hope you like this episode. Or not. You don't have to. So here I am. I am currently, my currently place and position is in my bedroom. I just woke up from my sleep. It's 9:42. I'm not proud of myself, but I'm not angry at myself, you know? You know that feeling, oh my gosh, there's so much noise. Breakfast is happening upstairs. But I just want this episode to be like, I don't want to necessarily do anything. Of course, we'll probably do something, but I don't want to necessarily do anything. I just want to, you know, talk. I've got, oh my gosh, I need help. So, I'm going to tell you one story. So my little cousin came over yesterday and he came back from he went up on holiday somewhere, but he and his little sister, who's like three or two, yeah, like three. Oh my gosh, I've been away for like 3 years and then I just came back, so like, I need to catch up. But they were jumping on the trampoline and Hamish double bounced her, and she's actually a chubby chub, like she's bigger than my other cousin who's five, massive. And he double bounced her and she broke her leg, and it was so cute. She sent a video like, yeah, I just got little tiny cracks, it will heal, in a little cute baby voice. And they said, how did it happen, Evie? And she goes, oh yeah, her name isn't actually Evie, it's just like what we say, like, this is what I'm gonna replace it, obviously. It's not her real name, but that's what we're gonna call her. She goes, oh, what happened, Evie? And she goes, Hamish broke my leg on the trampoline. She double bounced me aggressively. And she was just, like, calling Hamish out. That's the other name I'm using. Oh my gosh, I haven't even explained the names yet, but Hamish and Evie is what I'm gonna be calling them. And Hamish, when he came over, he was like, I heard what happened to Evie's leg, Hamish. It's okay. It doesn't mean anything that you did it. And he's like, wait, I didn't do anything. And that little girl told the whole family that Hamish bounced. And now he's very nervous about it because he's really cute. Because he, thinks that we're not going to, you know, love him anymore, but it's okay. I'm pretty sure I can get over the fact that he broke Evie's leg. I've impaled my sister when we were little. I told her, let's do some cool, funky gymnastics, and she did it with me, and I let go of her legs, and her shin, oh, she was in pain, got split open at the corner of her desk. So it's a little mark there from, like, we should get it fixed, because it's not necessarily good memories. Okay, I'm going to grab my phone and I'm going to, what should we do? I'm gonna play five songs. Oh, and there's also a really cute app, hopefully it can sponsor me one day, but it's called 1 second every day, and the app's, yeah, 1 second every day, and you basically add a second for every day of your life. I'm so tired. How? 1 second every day for the rest of this whole year, and you get little 1 seconds. Well, you get like a 6 minute video at the end of it. So mine's pretty key. I've been making it, but okay, now the songs. I get really distracted. This is why I can't learn anything in school. This is why. So I feel like there's like just people right now just listening to me going like on and on and on and on and on and on. But I feel like there's some people that are listening to me. Where is Apple Music? We're gonna have to use Spotify or something. Oh my gosh, why can I never find this? It doesn't matter. Holy moly, why? What's happening? No. Where is my Apple Music? There it is. Is that a problem for, like, all of you? Okay, I've got one question. Do you like keep all your apps like just out, or do you make like little groups of apps and then keep them all in? Because I do like a mix of them, but people don't say, Okay, first song. Let me get it up first. I'm not like some genius. Like, I said, oh my gosh, you're gonna love this song. Oh my gosh, that wasn't what's meant to be playing. Oh, why is that playing? Okay. This is gonna be very interesting, and I feel like you've wanted it. Certified freak, 7 days a week. Yeah, yeah, you're messing with the mic. Okay, that's the first song. You probably all know it. Well, they made like lots of. You know when it said it was like with Megan Thee Stallion? I thought it was like Megan Trainor, the one who goes, "Dear future husband, here's a few things I need to know if you're gonna be my one and only." That one. I don't have to sing the song fully, but I feel like I'm obliged to. But I'm not going to because I'm a good person. Rain. Okay, got one. If you like have TikTok, then you know. Come on, hurry up for the good part. Are you kidding me? Oh, I think they've like. Okay, this one might be the current one. Oh, yeah, this one's the correct one. Maybe, maybe, maybe not, but like, this one has a quicker start. Can I not just find the song? Oh gosh, I've been doing this for such a long time. Oh my gosh, can I like skip forward or something? Woo! I could be in their band. This one's called Greek Tragedy by The Wombats. The other one was called The Wop. Running late with how you late at home. Yeah, well, that was that, but the other one, like, above it might have been the correct one, but that one's just another version or something. Oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? You know what? Oh my gosh, what's this one? Oh, yes, yes, bruvs, yes. Okay. Ways let the days slip away. In my mind, I'll never look at it all in the running out of time. Shouldn't sing, actually, you should hear it. Sometimes I dream. Actually, I'm obliged to, and I'm a musical person. But it's a really cool song, so next release one. Oh my gosh, this has to be really good. I feel like a pressure. Oh my gosh, what's this one? I'm gonna pick a rando that I don't even know what it's called. No, a rando that I've never heard of before. This sounds like really. I've never heard this one before, and I just picked it because it looked cool, the album cover. Oh yeah, we got some kind of jazzy kind of things, but not so jazzy. No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Oh my gosh, what is this song? But I guess we picked it, so. You pain, yeah, pain, yeah, so much pain! Oh my gosh, okay. I don't know the words, but I feel it. Whoa, yeah. Yeah, you bring it to me. What's it called? Easy, bye. Call me Faith No More. It's by Nas. Oh yeah, I think this might be the winner. Yeah. I want to be blue. That's not the word, is it? That would have been good. Hi. Oh. Yeah. I want to be easy. Oh. But why is the song called Easy then? I want to be too, yeah. I want to be breezy. And I want to swing my feet for y'all. I'm such a talented singer. Yeah. The album, like, the playlist cover is so cool. It's like golden tea glistening. Oh my gosh. And it moves. Whoa, away. How much longer it has 58 seconds to the winning song. This is gonna be the song I play at the end if I can find it and it's not copyrighted, so Anchor can't use it. He wants to be. Oh my gosh, why didn't I pick that song? There was Halo by Beyonce and Sunday Morning by Maroon 4. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, did you just hear that? It said like, by Sunday. Let me turn it down. That was too crazy to even admit. But it said like, Sunday Morning. And when I said another song by Maroon 5, I said Sunday Morning. And right after I said Sunday Morning, they're like, Sunday Morning. And then I said Halo by Beyonce. And they're like, Halo. Did no one just witness it? Oh my gosh, but that was the end of the song. That was beautiful. I feel like I've been transported into a new world. That was insane, Jarvis. I don't get why that made me feel like that. I'm going to literally like this so hard. Oh my gosh. I need a breakfast. Bye. But I'll see you soon, little bit. But. Okay, bye. Well, believe it or not, I've actually been gone for more than 20 minutes. I've actually had 2 hours a break of this podcast, even though I've had pretty much a longer break. I had breakfast. Oh my gosh, I have the hiccups. I had breakfast, scoffed out. Can you not just gasp? Oh my gosh. Oh my god, I hate hiccups. That's why I'm drinking water. Shush. I scoffed out. Dates gone, which is delicious. Bella, can you actually just stop? Oh, by the way, Bella, you're for all my podcasts, your replacement name is Bella, okay? So if I call you Bella, just answer that because that's your replacement name. I've made so many replacement names, but like, I never say that before, so answer to Bella, okay? And then I had a really nice green smoothie, but it was actually my mum makes other green smoothies, but this one was, oh, all right, it just was that. And then I went to this, I'm shutting my door. Bella, can you stop? I went to go practice basketball and netball, my sports, and then Bella were like, oh, you know what's fun? Let's go back on the playground, because we haven't been on the playground for a long time, like, since we're kind of grown out of that, you know? Hiccups. And we were playing with these, like, we were playing with, like, a rope playground, and this little boy comes over, and he's like, hi, can I play with you? And me and Bella were just like, oh my gosh, okay, sure, we weren't even playing anything. So we thought of, like, games called Air in the Attic, and he was such a bad cheater. Like, I went on the floor and tried to walk away to, like, go play basketball and, like, kind of ditch him a bit. But I didn't ditch him. I was just seeing what if he would notice. And he ran after me with every curb and then had the audacity to tell me that he wasn't cheating. And then so me and Bella, oh, it's kind of hard, your replacement name, was like, do you have like spidey senses or something? Because they must be tingling a lot right now because you can tell whenever they are. And he just started to get really mad at that. He goes, don't make me poop my angry pants on. And we're like, poop? Sorry, what? And he's just like, oh, sorry, I mean, put my angry pants on. So me and Bella and some other girls wanted to come play. And we all started to be like, spider, tingly senses. And he's like 5 or 6, right? And we go like, oh, Spidey, do you want me to, hopefully, and he goes, do you want to put your poop your angry pants on? And he starts to go like, he goes, I can punch and kick, you know. So I said to him, oh, I can't do that. You must be really strong. And he goes, yeah, I am. So watch out. And I said, yeah, okay, I'll watch out. And then he was nice to me and bullied everyone else. Oh, I went to a thrift store and I got these really cool, like, vintage Barbies. They're, like, so weird. They have nipples. And they have like real underpants on and some really cool psycho crazy outfits. And they have like, how do I explain this? I forgot the word. Crimped hair and like dyed bits. And they're from like the 80s or something. So I'm surprised the crimp hair actually lasts. They probably like, sorry, I'm just putting some hand sanitizer on. And this whole time while I've been out was like 2 hours or so, and then I'm gonna go out for lunch, which is gonna be fun. I'm not sure, but I saw on my like page of like people and like stuff of people who like watch my podcast. Hi there. I looked and there was like messages to message you. And a demon has taken over me. I swear, hiccups are just psychopathic. Oh my gosh. But, yeah, demon. Oh! I'm an overreactor, as you can tell. Well, I'm musical. I'm gonna give you like 5 seconds to guess the musicals I've been in. So, oh my gosh, hiccups. You know, this is disturbing my podcast, but we'll keep doing it. I'll give you like 1 minute to. Oh my gosh. To do my podcast, start it. I'll give you some clues. One of them is like an underwater kind of one, and it's like around mermaids, and the other one's like in a factory. So, oh my gosh. I was about to say something, I'll give it away. Okay, 1 minute starts now. Am I supposed to say start? Silent. Okay, I will. Sorry about that. That was not meant to. Okay, I'm gonna stay still. You know, I'm gonna quickly like clean my room up while we wait. Okay. Okay, let me just, do a countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I will give you the answers. For the first one, it was The Little Mermaid, so like Ariel, let's dive. Yeah, she was Ariel. She do be fire though. Then the next one was, oh my gosh, Charlie and Chocolate Factory. Yeah, that was kind of hard one. I was gonna say it was a factory with sweets, and I was like, why would you say that though? Because like, I guess you could say something like Kmart the musical. Oh my gosh, Costco the musical. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh my gosh, I've just got idea. Oh my gosh, me and Bella. You know how hard it is to like remember when, like the fake names and stuff? Bella and me are going to do Costco the musical, and you are gonna witness it. If okay, actually, if this thing gets like 20 plays, which is like my highest one, I'm not sure. My highest one is 30. So if it gets like 25 plays, I'll do Costco the musical, and I think all the Gen Zers are gonna be like really like excited for that. Cause me, my mum, Bella doesn't really like necessarily think about Costco. I mean, I'm looking out my window, the sky is just so blue, and there's like a fluffy cloud, and it's like just drifting. Moment of silence for that fluffy cloud. Just anywhere, look out your window. And just look at the clouds and just slowly watch them. Like, I'm gonna give you like 30 seconds because. Well, I'm actually. If you want me to do any podcasts, you can always just message me. You should see this lovely dress I got on. It's amazing. But that's just me sucking some water and my drink bottle. Oh, I need to teach you all. Oh my gosh, I have so many like episode ideas. So there's called Egg Language, and it's like, hi, g'day, my name is Charlie, and you're. Chuck it out, chuck, chuckily, chuckily. I don't know, but you have to add good duh at the middle of anything. So, I could die, that's I, negadame, name, ig it is. You know what, chuckity. You figure that out what chuckity is. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, but like just. Practice different type of words and like maybe the whole, oh my gosh, if I really get good at it, I could do like a whole podcast in like egg language. Yay, that would be fire. No, I won't, Charlie. Don't even think people will be able to speak that. But if you do learn, this plant is freaking dying. You know what? I'm a nice person, so I'm gonna spare the rest of my water just for it. Who else just leaves empty cups around your room and expects people to like pick them up? Because that's me. I mean, I probably should be old enough to pick it up and bring it upstairs myself. Because, like, people probably think I'm a responsible enough young adult. But I'm really not. My personality's childish. As you can probably tell from listening from me for a while, I have, you know what? I have 7 actives. On this podcasting account. And to all of you out there who just listens to my podcast and podcast and podcast over and over and over and over again, not over and again, but all of them, at least once, I really hold deep in my heart for the 7th of you. And you've waited very patiently. Oh my gosh, my garden looks so good. I made a veggie patch, and basically, it's so good, it's going so well. Like, it's gonna get it rained for 5 days in a row. Like, I went to sleep, woke up, rain, went to sleep, woke up, rain, 5 days straight. And it's like gotten a really good water, I guess. And now it's like really good, but I probably need to remember to water it. And it doesn't mean just because it rained for 5 days, it doesn't mean that it doesn't need water. Like, I drank water for 5 days, I wouldn't just on the 6th day not need water anymore, you know. So I'll probably water them. I might water them this afternoon. You know what? I wonder what time it is for people right now. Like, it's really hard to imagine people sitting, listening to this podcast in their room. Because I don't feel like when I do the podcast. Oh my gosh. I have to go have lunch now, but it's 12:47, and I might continue this podcast a bit more, but like, it's probably another 4 hours I'm gonna be gone. Oh my gosh, this is a really like fun kind of podcast. I just like
sit and do my thoughts, but thoughts, and just like bring my emotions out. So I'm gonna airbrush my hand because it's a little matted, little mess, and yeah, it's just fun. Like it probably will pass like 4 hours, maybe, but you won't have to wait. You like for the other one, I just played like a little music, and that 5 second pass like this for you, but that went 2 hours, and like there will be another like 5 or 10 or 12 seconds that will only pass for you, but it'll be 5 hours for me. That's really weird. Maybe I should become a scientist because I just made a new discovery. Cute. Okay, I just did the Debbie Ryan and then did the finger point. If you are a Gen Z out there, you will know what the Debbie Ryan is and then the finger points. But yeah. Or you're a boomer, which is also really cool because I love boomers. 12:49 p.m. on the Sunday, 31st of January. Wait, it's not February yet? Bella? Yeah? Did you know it wasn't February? What? It's not February. How do I say February? February. It's not February, it's still January.
What?
It's not February, it's still January.
No.
Oh. Lame-o. You don't know it wasn't February yet. You're just stupid. Oh my gosh, it's the 31st of January. I'm not stupid, everyone. A reminder for you. It's pinch punch first day of the month. Slip slap, you can't do back. No returns of any kind. If it's the first of any month, you go to someone. Pinch punch, Captain Crunch. No, sorry about that. Pinch and punch for the first day of the month. Slip slap, you can't do it back. So you like pinch them, punch them, and slap them. It's the only time you can actually do some violence. So it's Sunday the 31st. Put that on the calendar for the pinch punch. Do you know this one? Pinch, punch, chat, and crunch, wake, roll, waterfall. You think you know, no, but I don't. I do, so push with the attitude, but wait, come back. I think you need a tic-tac, my one, the two, but the whole six-pack. Your mama, your dada, your three-inch nana. She's 99 and drinking wine, and now she's dating friend is 9. But wait, come back. I think you need a slap, and then you slap them really hard. I did it to my sister, and she got a hand mark, and then I told it was like a, when I was very younger when I used to do it, and I told it was a kangaroo that punched her, because I was very smart. And, I'm gonna go brush my hair because I probably have to go like in 5 seconds, but whoa, I am now late. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm literally just sitting here talking to an iPad making myself late. I'm sleeping my eye from 5 or 6 hours ago. Why do I have so much sleep and mascara from last night? You could say I'm a productive kind of girl. Why do we keep doing Debbie Ryan and finger pointing? I think it's a mental problem for like people. Okay, really need to go, bye. So, let me shut my door so my annoying little sister can't again get in. So many things. I went to my girlfriend's house to have lunch. We went over to have the grandparents' house, and me and Bella went to the park. I've actually started to get used to saying Bella now. But yeah, me and Bella went to the park, and so I was pushing her on the swing, because I feel like, even when I'm like a bit old to go to the park, I feel like parks never get not fun. And I was pushing her on the swing, and it's like it was like a circle swing, and I was pushing her on the swing, and she was swinging it, she was standing up on it and swinging it with her legs to legs. And it's like, so I was like, oh, you're not going high enough. Because what we would do is, when she was swinging it, I would jump on and it would lift me up and then I would drop back off and it would fall down. But I was like, oh, she's not going high enough. Let me just push her. I pushed her all the way up, the swing all the way up. She flipped forward, grabbed on to the chain in a millisecond and swung all the way around and landed the floor. And I was just standing there laughing at her, and she was like, oh. But I'm a really talented, amazing, beautiful, good sister, so I basically just did that. Then we had some lunch. I had like this, my nana always, no matter how old I am or where I live or whatever I do, she always gives us a treat every time we come over. So we got mini jelly filled donuts, which were divine. And I've been gone for like 4 hours, so my estimate was correct, and it's been like Oh, it's been like no seconds for you because I didn't forgot to add a little music thing. I'm a really good and fantastic podcast maker. But I will have to go soon again because my friend is coming over. So, in like 5 minutes. And why am I so... Okay, and you know how I was saying I'm already running late? I was actually running late. And by the time I got to the car with my family, they were like, Charlie, you don't have any shoes on. And I was like, yeah. Oh, and I looked down at my feet and I didn't have any shoes on. And I probably needed shoes if I was going out, which I did. So I raced downstairs and was 5 minutes, more 5 minutes late. And yeah, I didn't get my shoes. And now my friend is coming over, which I already said. Oh, I know. And then I saw this really cool grandma. I did the Demi Ryan again. That's a real problem for me. And she, it was like so trendy. She had a bucket hat on. She had like, you know how like it's kind of, it got trendy, the fashion trend where like you put different patches of like different fabrics and then make like a jumper out of it. She was wearing that, but a skirt, like I swear. And her shirt was so cool. It was like green, like not a frog green, but a like baby green with like scribbles all over it, with a bucket hat with a like mini flower on it. I was just like, sorry, but I've never seen a grandma like this. Grandma like this. Okay, but this is the end of the podcast because my friend is coming over in 2 minutes and this was really fun and I think that we've all had a fun time today and I might do one tomorrow, but this was just a really overall good, like, just fun one, you know? Like, I just really like it. I felt really Australian just then because my ex, for some reason, I don't know why, but I'm gonna go get changed so we can go to the park or anything and... Yeah, it'll be so fun. It will be insane, Jarvis. Insane. Okay, bye. I hope you had a nice time. Mwah. Oh, and also, you know that the winning song? Like, the one that was sang, like, early? Oh, my gosh, Georgina's here already. Are you serious? I was so late. Oh, my gosh. But it was by Lionel Richie, and I didn't know that, and I thought it was a random girl. Okay, bye.